Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach on a bye week. And congratulations, first of all, on securing the number one seed. And before we look ahead, you guys really finished the regular season the right way and the way you wanted to. You proud of your football team?
Yeah, I think they worked hard and we got better each week. From the Jets game to all the way through to the Miami game, first Jets game, I thought that the team, you know, worked hard. We got consistently better and, you know, we found some things that we could do better. We worked on it in practice. It showed up in the game. So we just got to keep grinding away.
You guys started fast, built the lead. They kind of came back. They're fighting. I thought a key sequence in that game, correct me if I'm wrong, the Devin strip, then you get the pickup and the scoop and off is running Shane McClellan, who eventually gets tracked down. But then you pound it in the end zone with LeGarrette Blount five plays after that. Fair to say that was the ball game?
Yeah, that was a big swing, no question. You know, Devin's, he had the big hit in Denver, had the big hit down there in Miami. So he's had a couple of big contact plays to knock the ball loose that have really, really changed the game for us.
You have a lot of players making plays on your football team, and I've talked to you before about this, the transition and how much a player learns from one year to year two. Fair to say that Trey Flowers is a guy that's tracking in the right direction?
Yeah, Trey's had a real good year for us. And, you know, he was doing well last year, just, you know, wasn't able to get through the year, had to go on IR. But, you know, he's a good player. He's tough. He's instinctive and plays the run well, and he plays the pass. You can rush a passer. He's got a kind of a unique skill set. It's not, quite by the book, but his length, even though he's not a real tall guy, his quickness and his playing strength, even though he's not a real big guy, but, you know, he's got all that and can handle really the big linemen, the tackles, can handle the guys inside and certainly the running backs and tight ends. You know, he does all right on them too. So he's able to match up against a lot of different players. He does a great job.
I've sat here a lot with you during bye weeks. You've had a lot of bye weeks, a lot of success with the program. Some of the new guys here, though, do they understand that it's sort of resets here? Everybody's got the same slate. Is that the toughest thing to convey to the team?
Well, I think, you know, just in general, we just have to recognize that even though we have a good record and we're in good position, it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. The only thing that means anything is how we perform next Saturday night when we get an opportunity. So if it can somehow affect our performance and make our next Saturday night better, then it's important. If it doesn't, then we really need to push that aside and find something that will. So we've just got to keep trying to improve. And we know our next game is going to be against a good team, a team that's won a playoff game. And it'll be tough no matter who it is, because that the best team will survive this weekend.
Healthier football team. You spent a lot of time in the offseason studying trends and invested a lot of resources trying to see what you can do to make the team better, healthier through the long stretch. It's a long season. It's a long grind. Do you have enough of a sample size to say, boy, everything we did this past offseason really may be paying off for us?
Well, I think it'll probably take a little more than a year to figure all that out. But certainly a lot of things that Moses changed in the training program have really helped us and benefited in our health of the team in terms of the soft tissue injuries and guys that have missed time with those type of things before. Those have been pretty minimal this year. So I think our team conditioning is good and we're healthy. So, he's done a great job for us.
Okay, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Bob in Norwood. Look at some of the coaching vacancies across the league, and you said, you know, you need time to put in your program. You need a couple years. Some teams pull the plug on guys after one year, and the success of your team, there's a lot of people that covet what you have as far as coaches. Is there a parental effect for you when you look at these guys? Do you advise them and say, boy, this is a good job, that a good job? And it's kind of nice to have people want your kids, right, so to speak.
Well, certainly the coaches on our staff that have opportunities, I'm happy to work with them, and if they ask a question, I'll do my best to answer it. Again, I don't really know a lot about some of these other organizations, how they want to do things or how they're set up. I mean, I've been here 17 years, so I don't really know what's going on somewhere else. So that's something that they have to determine. But just from my experience, I certainly am willing to share that with them. It's not a problem at all.
All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. No opponent this week in the bye week, so Belstrader, a little change this week?
Yeah, we'll go back and look at the Miami game.
Sounds good. Good plays in that game. All right, everybody hang tight. More Patriots All Access right after this, and then we're going to do the Belstrader.